Well, the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, has failed to show for a press conference following today's meeting with the European Union Commission President, Jean-Claude Juncker, after the UK Premier was booed by jeering spectators on his way out. Officially, the Luxembourg talks were described as constructive by Downing Street, but ultimately failed to find a solution to replace the contentious Irish backstop issue. Mr. Johnson has called the backstop undemocratic, adding it needs to be removed from any deal he would accept with the EU, while the European bloc responded by saying that it has been willing to look for alternatives, but that an insurance policy like the backstop must be in place. Just back from the Liberal Democrat Party conference is Henna Malik, a Liberal Democrat campaigner who speaks to us now. Hello, thank you very much for joining me on today's programme. I want to ask you about the Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who held meetings with European leaders in Luxembourg. Do you think Boris Johnson is actively seeking a deal?
First of all, I want to say the Prime Minister, the way he acted today, has become an international disgrace for British people. He needs to come out in the open and face the public and face the media and give the clarity on his position as to if he is seeking for any deal. And I don't think he is, because his own people, his own cabinet, does not have any confidence in him. That's why they have been defecting, because he is not even sharing information with them. And I do not believe that after 3.5 years, what has he brought new onto the table that Theresa May hasn't done for the last 2 years, that she was trying to, do a deal with the EU and he hasn't gone through. So no. I just feel his own people, like Robert Hayward, who's a party legislator, he said he's clocking up the miles and meetings, and he can probably argue that he tried in case if a new deal is not achieved. And I don't think he's really got something concrete or a concrete new proposals that he can put to EU.
What do you make of the EU's reaction? What's Europe making of Boris Johnson's negotiations?
Well, as I just said, that he has become international disgrace. I think we have become a laughing stock in EU. People want to resolve this, whether it is people or the nation in Britain, or whether they are the countries who are part of European Union, because this has gone far too long. Now, Boris Johnson hasn't got a clear mandate. He wanted to leave. He keeps saying, and his office keeps saying, that now is the time for serious talks, and his mandate is like, we want to leave before the end of October. But I just feel that he does not have that position where he can, because the parliament in this country has actually blocked his no deal Brexit. So if he does not have that mandate, and he clearly does not have a majority, DUP not being in there with him anymore, and his MPs being defecting, I think this is, Europe will see us in a real chaos. They will see us that we are confused, and we don't have a clarity how the direction where we are taking this country.
Well, let's talk about the Liberal Democrats now, who have pledged to cancel Brexit altogether. What's the strategy here?
Well, we Lib Dems, from day one, we are the biggest Remain party. From day one, we had a clarity. We said that we accept what the referendum results were. We value it and we will honour it. But we still think, because at the time of the referendum, the position that, like, the people were not given the informed information, and they could not make those informed choices. So now that on the way that we are 3.5 years down the line, people are a bit more aware. They have made a business to find out what this Brexit is, and we were hoping in the beginning that we will give them, if we don't come in majority, then we will give them people's vote, so at least on the on a say of the deal that will be struck with this government. But if this government has failed to get the deal from EU, then we have taken a strong position saying, being the pro-Remain party, if in the upcoming general elections, if we get a majority, then and the people have had a say in a way of coming out in the protests in London all the time and all other country, all in other areas, that we will take a clear position now, being a pro-Remain party. If we do come in a majority, then we will take we will stay in EU.
Henna, thank you very much for speaking to me. I have to jump in there because we are out of time. But thank you very much, Henna Malik, campaigner for the Liberal Democrats, for speaking to us. But